Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Long before the futuristic vision of Orbit City was unveiled in the Jetsons, flying cars captivated the world's imagination. But so far, the goal of creating a working flying car has proved elusive. Now, one company claims it is one step closer to making the technology a reality after releasing new designs for its revolutionary vehicle known as the TFX. This new concept vehicle, which doubles as both a plane and a land car, has fold-out wings with twin electric motors attached to each end. These allow it to move from a vertical to a horizontal position and will be powered by a 300-horsepower engine. According to the company, thrust will be provided by a ducted fan, and the vehicle will have a cruising speed of 200 miles per hour, along with a 500-mile flight range. The planned four-person TFX will be semi-autonomous and use computer controls so that passengers can simply type in a destination before taking off. The latest model was unveiled at the Experimental Aircraft Association's annual fly-in in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. This is a very interesting concept and vehicle and an equally interesting video online at artbell.com. Take a look at it. Let us know what you think. And yet another story from artbell.com. Keith has been busy tonight. This is an interesting story about a motorbike that runs on water. A Brazilian man, Ricardo Azevedo from Sao Paulo, has shown off his wonder bike to the world. The magic machine can travel up to 500 kilometers on a liter of water. The so-called T-Power H20 vehicle is powered by water and an external car battery to produce electricity and split the hydrogen from the water molecules. As a result, combustion is created, giving the motorbike the impetus to move. In the video, he first drinks from the bottle, proving that it's indeed water and not some kind of other fuel. Then he fills the canister and rides off. Wow, it seems to work. Check it out at artbell.com. Oh, so much paranormal and weird news out there. So little time. We need your news tips. You can become a Dark Matter News correspondent. Expose the darkness. Join us at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176.
Police are raising alarms about online privacy after they say a hacker sent a 27-year-old Toronto woman intimate photos of herself and her boyfriend watching Netflix from the previous night.
It freaks me out. And I know people who actually have put tape over their camera lens on their laptop.
Ontario's former privacy commissioner, who now runs the Privacy and Big Data Institute at Ryerson University, calls this case an invasion of privacy and a violation of property rights.
Their computer was basically accessed completely inappropriately in an unauthorized manner. And then, to add insult to injury, the webcam was used to capture them in very intimate moments.
Constable Scott Mills says the best thing you can do is close your laptop after you've used it. Don't just kind of fall asleep with your laptop open and put it over to the side. He said more awareness could help. It's definitely possible that your webcam can get hacked.
Any device that has a webcam, whether it's a laptop, a tablet, or a smartphone, make sure that it has security software on it and that it is constantly being maintained. The reason being, that's how the malware gets onto your system. That's how the hackers are able to take control remotely of your device.
Toronto police said the couple reported the incident immediately after they received the pictures on July 23rd, adding that an investigation is ongoing and the computer had been seized for analysis. Dark Matter News needs you. We are going to select a few key people to expand our correspondent network. Send your resume along with a headshot. We need to make sure you're not an alien, so send that headshot to darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.